So if you remember, if you don't remember, just go over from last week. We've been trying to understand if, in fact, we want to be machmir, like the Mishnah, like the Ber Halacha suggests, that a Rishus HaRabin is even Tesayin Amun Mufulash, then how is it that they make a Reuven in all these cities in Europe in medieval times, and in Warsaw, even in modern times? So the number of ways of showing that even when it's Tesayin Amun Mufulash, then maybe it is not a Rishus HaRabin. So we saw this letter from Shlomo David Kahana, where he said that while the there was Tesayin Amun Mufulash, what was missing? What does mufulash mean? Mufulash means it's open. No, open. Palashis is open. But they were not mechuvanim, meaning from one end to the other end was not opposite each other. The streets were not straight from one end to the other. So even though it was tezainama, and even though it was mufulash, it would not qualify to shusarabim, because they were not mechuvanim, the two ends were not opposite each other. So if you take a look, Taka, here at the Shulchan Aruch, we print it out. Now the other sheet, turn it over. In Simon Shin Mem Hei, it's on the top there. So he has Im Heim Mufulashim Misha'ar Lashar, right? You see that on the top? So one of the qualifications that the Mechaber has. How does this Sif Zayin begin? Ezehu Rishus HaRabim. So one of the qualifications, Im Hei Mufulashim Mishar L'Shar. So you don't have the Mishnah Brewer there. Let me read to you what the Mishnah Brewer says in Mufulashim Mishar L'Shar. Perish, Shasha'arim Mechuvanim Ze Keneged Ze. Alright, what is Mechuvanim Ze Keneged Ze? The two Sha'arim are opposite each other.
Exactly opposite?
Opposite each other. V'yeshel also derech ha-mechuvan mishar l'shar kol din rishus harabim. Okay? So again, when Shlomo David Kahana said that in Warsaw, again, when they originally made the Eruv in the early 1800s, he didn't have 600,000 people living there. In the 20th century, you had 600,000 people there. So, and there was Tezayin Amun Rishus HaRabim. So what was it that helped us deal with that problem? What helped us deal with that problem is that the Sha'arim of these big streets were not Mechuvanim Zeh Keneged Zeh. So we gave Broadway as an example. You can't have a bigger city or street than that. The Sha'arim are not Mechuvanim Zeh L'Zeh. So if the street curves, right, or turns, then that would not qualify as a Rishus HaRabim. So that's what Shlomo David Kahana said. That's what the Mishnah Brewer says. And again, what's the Svara? Because again, we've been trying to show that there's a Yesod here, right? There's always almost the same principle throughout that qualifies as Rishus HaRabim. If that's missing, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So what definition of what Yesod, what foundational idea of Rishus HaRabim is missing if the Sha'arim are not Mechuvanim Zeh Keneged Zeh, meaning that it's curved or crooked between one Sha'ar and the other Sha'ar? Why does that remove it from Rishus HaRabim? What's the Svara?
Access?
Right. Again, lack of access. Exactly. It's some kind of an obstruction. It's not smooth moving. Okay? All right, it's not smooth moving.
No, but, you know, you take a big highway or you take a big street and it turns and it comes back. You know, it's a big street, Derech HaMelech, you don't think of it. I mean, I would think that would be considered, mafulash. So.
It's mafulash, meaning it continues from one side to another. But it's not mechuvanim zeh keneged zeh.
But you are going through the, through the center of the city from one side to the other side.
So again, we're going to see that there are others that disagree. But what possibly could be the Mishnah Brura's svara? What possibly could be Rav Shlomo David Kahana's svara? So we understand where they're coming from. you're going to argue that that's not enough. That's not limiting access sufficiently to remove it from Rishus HaRabim. That's what you're saying. But you hear at least their svara,
yeah.
Right? The svara is that it's limiting access, and that's why for them it doesn't qualify as Rishus HaRabim. I'll tell you, if you're now over here in Teaneck, you take West Angle Avenue, it's Tezayin Amo, okay, and it's foolish. It's almost straight as an arrow. But what happens? It's really not foolish the entire way. By the train tracks, it stops. Okay? And if you think about it, in this area, River Road, also, I don't know, you know, let's say inside River Road and Windsor, there may not be, Windsor is also not foolish all
curve,
the way to Cedar
Lane.
And it doesn't go all the way to Cedar Lane, for example. That little, you know, that little end there by Cedar Lane is probably not even Tezayin Amo wide, you know? So I've always thought that this little area here, if we had our own Eruv, so that's the thing. You know, our Eruv encompasses more than just this area, but this area here could qualify for a Shus HaYachid L'Cholat Deos. We surely don't have 600,000. And while we do have Tezayin Amo, we don't have Mefulash in Mechuvanim Zeh Keneged Zeh. But, you know, the little streets, all right, the grid on the northern side of West Angle Avenue is more of a right-angle grid with the streets. But you come to our side, there's nothing right-angle there.
Okay.
Right, so, you know, someone will ask you, is this a Rishus HaRabim? It may not be Rishus HaRabim according to any Shita in part of this area. See, new grid...
They still recommend people should be machmir on that?
On Mechuvanim Zeh Keneged Zeh?
Yeah, in general.
The Mishnah Brewer is writing Lahalacha here. So Shlomo David Kahana was writing Lahalacha in Warsaw. Okay, what we're going to do tonight, though, is we're going to see a tshuva in the Igros Moshe here. Okay, this is Orchaim Aleph, Simon Kufmem. And we're going to see that Rav Moshe vigorously disagrees. Excuse me 1 second. You can start. Take a look. Old Benishna Lael is where he starts. I have, thank you. No, there's no, just need a little bit of water. So Rav Moshe previously had about a 10-page tshuva about Brooklyn and Manhattan, and basically he felt that you could not make an Eruv in Brooklyn and Manhattan. And he's having an exchange here, and that's how he starts out. Malaf Kavodo Yedidi Harav Hagon HaMefursim Batora Ubegedula Moreno Rav Tzvi Hirsch Eisenstadt Shlita. Okay, that's who he was having this exchange with. Rav Eisenstadt was trying to show that you could have an Eruv, and Rav Moshe felt you couldn't. Okay?
Is it in Brooklyn or Manhattan? Or
both. The prior two tshuvas to this, one is in Brooklyn and one is in Manhattan. So, this is very interesting because you're going to see, you know, Rav Moshe was, needless to say, but besides being a gadol and being the Posek Hador, he was very original. You know, very creative. When Rav Moshe, we saw this years ago. We were learning in Megillah. We'd seen sometimes Rav Moshe takes the Gemara, he takes the Sugi, he takes the Rishonim, and he learns it through. Do you follow? And the way he understands it is the way he comes out. You know, and we'll see here. If Rav Moshe feels a certain way, you know, he with obviously with all due respect with the Chilas Kavod, whoever it is that he's arguing with. Rav Moshe comes down and says what he feels is correct. So if you go to the second paragraph, so Rav Moshe writes as follows. Aval Masha lo hiskarti ze klal. Okay, what he's referring to here is this din of mechuvanim. Rav Moshe, in fact, does not feel that there is such a din that requires the she'arim of the two sides of the Tezayin Amo street to be mechuvanim zelos, they're opposite each other. So he says, I didn't mention it, af lepilpula ulevirura, even, you know, for pilpul, you know, just to try to work it through or to clarify it, I didn't even mention it. I told you the prior tshuva must be maybe 10 pages long. He doesn't mention his whole issue of mechuvanim. And Rav Eisenstadt asks him, how come you didn't even address that issue? So he, so Moshe says, humitam sheba'an yusai, okay, in my modesty, ani novoch be'ikor din zeh. What does that mean? Be'ir shushan novocha. You remember that? Right, what does novocha mean? Confused, okay? Rav Moshe says, I am confused about the fundamental issue of this din of mechuvanim. Shemina lon shetzarek sheyu hashor mechuvanim zeh keneged zeh. Vashakotav arash sheyehei pilusho doma ledigley midbar. So the Rosh mentions mechuvanim, and he says, where do we get mechuvanim from? Because the Gemara doesn't say mechuvanim. The Gemara only says mefulash. The Rosh says, because it's like every where we've been learning things out from, with reference to the definition of Rishus HaRabim, from the Diglei Midbar. So the Rosh says, because it's Doma LeDiglei Midbar. What's Mechuvanim Zeva Zeva by the Diglei Midbar? So Moshe says, Tamua. That's difficult to understand. It's amazing. The Midalon Sheva Diglei Midbar Hayu Mechuvanim. And Moshe says, how does the Rosh know that that's how the... So yeah. The streets, you know, in the Machane, there were streets, obviously, meaning which allowed access, where you could walk from one part to another. Umiloshon Rashi be'emes ein raya. Shelo kasav shashari mechuvanim, elo kasav reshus haravim shula mechuvan mishar l'shar. See the Lashon of Rashi? You have to look at it carefully. He doesn't say that the sha'arim mechuvanim. It says that the Rishus HaRabim is mechuvan mishar l'shar. What is Rav Moshe saying? That just means that the street goes from one shar to another shar. That's what it means, that the street is mechuvan from one shar to another shar. But there could be plenty of curves in between, right? It doesn't say that the sha'arim have to be mechuvanim. Just that the Rishus HaRabim is mechuvan from one shar to another. I mean, it goes from one shar. It goes directly from one shahr to another, even though in between it might be curved. V'im kein, efshah shaholech af ba'ofen akalton. Could even be crooked. V'ein ha'sha'arim mechuvanim nami hu rishus harabim.
What does mechuvan mean?
Opposite. Directly opposite.
So how can they be opposite if it's a winding?
That's exactly Rav Moshe's point. This is quoting Rashi. Rashi uses the word mechuvan. So Moshe wants to say, don't bring me a raya that Rashi says they have to be mechuvanim. Because when Rashi uses the word mechuvan, again, look at the words carefully. Rishus HaRabim Shalom Mechuvan. It's the Rishus HaRabim, meaning the street that runs from one shar to another shar. But it doesn't mean that the sha'arim are opposite each other. It could be, as he just said, the street could be ba'akalton. What is akalton? Crooked. So it starts in one shar, and it runs crooked, circular, and it makes it to the other shar. So the Rishus HaRabim is mechuvan from shar A to shar B, but not that the sha'arim are mechuvanim zeh keneged zeh.
So eventually, regardless of the fact that it's winding, let's say this is one shar, and it goes like this, and like this, and like this, then it ends up over here, Shar B is opposite A?
No, not necessarily. Uh-huh. No. Look, the assumption is, usually you had a wall, you have two Shar, how many Sharim do you have? You start off with two Sharim. Come in one side, you go out the other side. You know, you have access from two sides. So the point that Rashi's saying is that the street runs through the entire city. And that's what the Lashon Sharishus HaRabim Shalom Mechuvan Mishar L'Shar. What that means is that the street runs through the entire city. But it doesn't mean that the shiarim are opposite each other. Even if the shiarim are not opposite each other, it would still be a rishus harabim. Ubala ma'et, or Rashi is specifically coming to exclude, imafsik be'emtza mavoas she'en rechavim tezayin ama. So let's say you have an area that all of a sudden it narrows down, the street that's running from Shar l'Shar, and it's an area that narrows down to less than tezayin ama. Okay? So that already is no good, according to Rashi. It's interesting, Tosis happens to disagree with that. But that's what Rashi's trying to say here. When Rashi says it's mechuvan, that the Rishus HaRabim Shal is Mechuvan Mishar. Lishar, he's trying to say, it doesn't narrow down in the middle. That's what Rav Moshe is saying. Oh, Shemafsik Makom She'en Bo Drisa Shishim Ribo. Or maybe, again, you see there's an area.
You lose the lane.
Right, you lose, exactly. The Rishus HaRabim, exactly. You lose the lane, right. She's saying, Rishus HaRabim Shal Mechuvan means it's a Rishus HaRabim throughout. That's what Rashi is coming to exclude. If it's not a Rishus HaRabim throughout, either because the lanes narrow down, or you don't have as much traffic, or Shemasik, Markam Makura, all of a sudden you come to an area that has a covering over it. And remember, we said the Rishus HaRabim cannot have a cover. Okay? So let's say all of a sudden the street runs below an elevated subway. Okay? That would not be a Rishus HaRabim. Okay, this Mekura, the Din of Mekura, you learn from Digle Midbar. So first of all, they were all Tezayin Amma wide, because we knew that the Agalos carrying the crushim of the Mishkan had to go through there. So lo hayu Mekuros, and in the Mishkan they weren't covered. Vidrisasam Shava, okay, and there was an ability for constant flow of people to go through. Okay, so Rav Moshe is continuing to make his point that he does not see a source for this din of Mechuvanim. Okay, and the fact that the Rosh said it's done on the Digle Midbar, Rashi said, how did the Rosh know that that's what the Digle Midbar were like, the din of Mechuvanim? And he shows it. Don't bring me a raya from Rashi. Rashi, even though he used the Lashon Mechuvan, that's not what you're referring to. The Chen Yesh Lefareish Shon Harosh, because of Raksha Yerushus HaRabim Shula Mefulosh Mishar L'Shar. So now, what Rav Moshe said in Rashi, he wants to say, if now you see, he introduces the exact Lashon of the Rosh.
If the Rosh says that's it, so Rav Moshe can ask, where does the Rosh get it from?
That was a little introduction I gave you, right?
Yeah.
You see how Rav Moshe, just if the Rosh said something, doesn't mean that to Rav Moshe that he doesn't have to understand it. That's the key point here. Of course, the Rosh said it, you got to pay very serious attention to it, but you have to understand it. And Rav Moshe is saying he doesn't understand it. Exactly. Right. Okay? And now Rav Moshe wants to say that really what the Rosh said, now that I have explained to you what Rashi meant, you read the Rosh's exact words, you can really say a similar thing in the Rosh as what we explained in Rashi. Namely, V'chein Yesh Lefar. What does V'chein mean? Similarly, just like we explained in Rashi's words, Yesh Lefar Shon HaRosh, Shekasa of Rak, Sheyehei Rishus HaRabim Shalom Mefulosh Mishar L'Shar, Hainu Shemishar Zeh, Lashar Zeh, Haye Rishus HaRabim, Below Hefsek, Dover HaMevatel, Medine Rishus HaRabim. So Taka, if we read the Lashon of the Rosh now, after having learned through Rashi, the Rosh doesn't say anything about Mechuvanim either. Weiter, V'chein Yesh Lefarish Lashon HaGos Mordechai, Shekasav Rechovos Shalah, what is Shalah? The streets of it. The streets of the city, right, of the Rishus HaRabim, Amifuloshes Mishar L'Shar, She'ena Kavana Al HaShe'arim She'yu Mechuvanim. Again, Rav Moshe is showing you that a lot of people are jumping to conclusions that when Rishonim say Mufuloshes Mishar L'Shar, somehow there's a din of Mechuvanim there about the She'arim. No, he says The same thing with Dargos Mordechai, just like we showed in the Russian and Rashi, not really referring to the din of Mufuvanim. So what does Dargos Mordechai mean when he says Mufuloshos Mishar Lishar? The same Yisod that he said in Rashi and the Rush, namely that the Rishus HaRabim itself never has any limitations along the way to being a Rishus HaRabim. All right, but now Ach, what does Ach mean? However, okay, now Hitaka gets to somebody who says explicitly what? That there's a din of Mechuvonim by the She'arim. Ach b'magen Avram Simon Shin Mem Hei. That was Sif Katan Ches. Hey, what we, well, whatever, Sif Katan Ches. Kosov Aloshan Shulchan Aruch. And we read the Shulchan Aruch, right? What does Shulchan Aruch say? Mifuloshim Mishar Lishar. Piresh. Okay, and this is what the Magen Avraham says. Shar She'arim Mechuvonim Ze Keneged Ze. Ve'yesh L'Oso Derech Hal Mechuvon Mishar Lishar Called in Rishus HaRabim Ayin Sham. What did the Magen Avraham say? When the Magen Avraham, again, the Magen Avraham is one of the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, right? So what is, when the Shulchan Aruch said Mifuloshim Mishar Lishar, what did the Magen Avraham say that the Shulchan Aruch meant? He meant two. The Magen Avraham says two things. What are the two things the Magen Avraham says? First of all, here the Magen Avraham says explicitly that Hasha'arim Mechuvonim Zeh Keneged Zeh. So here for the first time you see somebody who says that the Sha'arim have to be opposite each other. But the Magen Avraham says a second thing. What's the second thing the Magen Avraham says? V'yesh also derech ha-mechuvah mishar l'shar kol din rishus harabim. The same thing that we said in Rashi and in the Rosh, that they mean when they use the Lashon Mufuloshos or Mechuvonim, that the Rishus HaRabim is in no way diminished in the entire length from one Shar to the other Shar. It's constantly Rishus HaRabim. It's never narrowed in Tezayin Amo. It never has a roof over it. It never has a decreased flow of people. So the Magen Avraham says those two things have to be understood in what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Now this goes against Rav Moshe, right? I say that Magen Avraham does say that you need Mekuvanim Mishar Lishar. By the way, where did this Lashon come from? We read it before. When I read to you the Mishnah Brura, right? Mm-hmm. And that was also, that was on the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Brura said, Perush, Shah She'arim Mekuvanim Zeh Keneged Zeh, V'yesh also derech ha-mechuv v'shar l'shar kol din rishus harabim. Whose words is the Mishnah Berurah using? The Magen Avraham's. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is quoting. Now remember, the Magen Avraham is an achron, one of the early achronim, okay, in the late 1600s. Okay, so here Rav Moshe has to do something about the Magen Avraham. So what does Rav Moshe say? V'zeh tamua minolei Sheyiyu Hasharim Mechuvanim. So, what does Rav Moshe say? Again, just because the Magen Avraham said it, where did he get it from? And Rav Moshe already quoted you three Rishonim, after telling you that the Gemara never says it explicitly. He quotes you three Rishonim and he shows you that you really can't say that those Rishonim have the din of Mechuvanim, that the Sharim have to be Mechuvanim. And quite frankly, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Mufuloshim Mishar Lishar is very similar to the Lashon that we saw in the Rishonim, right? And based on how Rav Moshe was learning those Rishonim, the phrase Mufuloshim Mishar Lishar does not in and of itself say anything about the She'arim being Mechuvonim. And now, so Rav Moshe says, okay, so the Magen Avraham is an Achron. Rav Moshe doesn't know where Magen Avraham gets it from. And here, Albie, now you can see, now you come into play. So what bothers Rav Moshe here, conceptually? What bothers Rav Moshe so much to say that the phrase Mufuloshim Mishar Lishar does not include the requirement that the She'arim be opposite each other, Mechuvanim Zeh L'Zeh, in order to be a Rishus HaRabim? But in fact, according to Reb Moshe, even if the Shiarim are not opposite each other, as long as the area between them, that street, has all the requirements of Shus HaRabim, that's sufficient. So what's up, Moshe Sfarah, Aldi?
As long as you can get through.
If it's crooked. Okay, that's what you said before. Okay, if there's anything else, if just because, no, I'm sorry, yeah, just because the Shiarim are not Mechuvanim, as long as you have complete access from one shower to another, it's Tazayin Amma, and it's open, and there's no roof, okay? And there's no lane reductions. Why should that not be Rishus HaRabim? That was your taina. That is Rav Moshe's understanding as well. And there's no text to disprove that thinking. You follow? That's what Rav Moshe's saying. You can argue with me, like I did at the very beginning. I said, you hear the Mishnah Brura's thinking at least. You disagree with the Svara. The Mishnah Brura was quoting the Magen Avraham and was saying that conceptually, if it's crooked, that erases a limitation of free access. And that's why it's not Rishus HaRabim. So you can argue in the Svara there. And that's what Moshe is doing. But there's no text to prove either way. And that's what Moshe goes out of his way to say. I'm confused. I need Navoch. Because I don't see any text that explicitly say that you need this Sha'arim Mechuvanim Miselazah. And then finally, look where Moshe says, okay, the Magen Avraham, as we said in Achron, but Ivra, the Chain Isa Beramban, Bilmulchama, Stavchav Beis, Shekosav, Shchayovim Oleha, Mishum Rishus HaRabim, Lefi Shesheoreha, Mechuvonim Ze Keneged Ze. The Ramban says it explicitly, right? So how does Moshe deal with the Ramban? What does Rav Moshe say? Aval tamua gam al haramban. What does that mean? So Moshe says, Ein achinami. I don't understand the Ramban either. Okay?
Ramban was before the
before the Ramban is the earliest one here.
Right.
So he
has it.
And right.
Magen Avraham has it. And Rav Moshe doesn't know where it came from.
Says, I might hear this Svara. You follow? I disagree with the Svara. But where do they get this from? The Rush says Doma Ladigli Midbar. How did the Rush know that that was a, that?
Something like that would probably knock out the, almost every if the Shoram have to be Mechuvanim, it would knock out practically
Ooh.
Every.
Well, so that's what we read here on this Shuvah from David Kahana. Okay, so you know what? Turn back over, and now you'll read again what we read last week, and it'll stand out. So you see where the second arrow is towards the bottom, right? You see the second arrow? It might be cut off. You know, yours is cut off there. So down here, yeah. Murray, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines. Ubi mechtavo shel Hagaon Rav Shlomo David Kahana. Mavuar ikar heter tikune ruvim beir habira varsha shemeshech shivim shana achronos hayubo yose mishishim ribo. Right, so Warsaw originally didn't have 600,000, eventually it did. Varachovos yose mitez zayin ama. So it's a Rishus HaRabim according to both shitas. So how do they have an Erev there? So Ikar HaHeter Shesamchu Al Tzuras HaPesach. And remember, the point is, if it's a Shus HaRabim, you can't use the Tzuras HaPesach. But they use the Tzuras HaPesach. So why can you do that? Shelo Hoya Derech Rishus HaRabim Shelo She'oreha Mechuvanim. Because the Shiarim were not opposite each other. V'lachein Ein La Din Rishus HaRabim De'oraisa. You hear that? So you're right. It knocks off a lot of things. That is what the heter was in Warsaw, and probably in many other very big cities. Okay.
Let me give Ashkenaz I'm sorry. Did the Spartan make Yerushalayim as well?
Yeah, sure. Shlomo Melech was Masakeh Neiruvin, Neiruvin Chatzeros. There's no difference between the Sephardim and the Ashkenazim. So turn back to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe ends up here. Minolei Davar, it's three lines from the Varana there. About Tanua Gamal Ramban, Minolei Davar Chidush Kazeh Lomar Belo Raya Megamara. You hear what he says? I'm very happy the Ramban says this, but the Ramban doesn't bring me a raya from any Gemara. For ha'ein lilmod be digle midbar shagam sham minalei shahayim mechuvanos. How do you know that in the midbar they would have been mechuvanos? So this makes a very big difference. Whenever you have these cities, whether you have 600,000 and a Tezayin Amam of Fulosh, so if you don't have the Shiorim Mechuvanim Zeh Keneged Zeh, it allows you to use a Tzuras HaPesach. So obviously a lot of people disagree with Rav Moshe, but you see here Rav Moshe is very forceful. And you know, you also see you know, Rav Moshe's approach to learning, which is something that I said at the beginning.
So does this work into the you felt